Welcome back. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. One of the last sports still going is Greyhound Racing, and Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO has been good enough to give us some of his time on quite a regular basis. He's Alan Clayton. He's the CEO of the GRV. Welcome to you, Alan. Great to have you on, and it's nice to have some sport to talk about.
You, Dwayne, too. Yes, look, we're still going, and under the current arrangements as put in place by the federal government, state government, chief health officers, Victoria is continuing to race with the current Greyhound racing program. Having said it's the current racing program, we have made significant changes to on-track arrangements to ensure compliance with new social distancing arrangements and to try to limit the number of people on the track, so there's no public or anything. The strict health protocols which currently apply to our tracks could even be tightened further if that gives us a chance to continue Greyhound racing. So we have a couple of other ideas that we're working on in the background if it was to make more constrained and contained. And so we are reviewing the situation daily and taking the advice from the chief health officer, from the government, and from the federal government as well. And you know, it's the biggest health risk we've seen, COVID-19, and we're really at the bottom line. This is something that we really need to make sure that we lessen the spread of it, and so we're very conscious of that.
The government's really keen for whatever sporting pursuit that can be continues, whatever business that can continue to operate under the parameters can continue to operate. You've obviously had a lot of health protocols tightened up, and you're reviewing the situation daily and taking advice from the chief health officer. The bottom line is that you've got to abide, and at the moment you've made a lot of changes to abide. How are the people in the sport managing at the moment?
Look, I think everyone is literally, it's a day-to-day proposition. We are very grateful that we are still racing in the environment. Some other codes have had difficulties, as you know. We have 15,000 registered participants. We have about 8,000 dogs involved in the race program. And I'm sure that all the participants are anxious. And while we continue to race, we are looking at all options as to how we can best support participants and their dogs. Not like necessarily other forms of racing, many of our participants are, you know, disability pensioners and pensioners more generally, and are fairly hand to mouth in some cases. So every dollar they get is really important to them, and it all goes to the dog and to themselves. And so we really need to think about what we can put in place to support our participants, and we'll work with the other two codes, and we are already doing that, and also we'll be in dialogue with the government about what's possible.
And is there a chance that that you guys are looking at, you know, the options if we get a further level of shutdown? It's the one sport that kind of doesn't involve quite a large amount of people. It doesn't have jockeys. You do have handlers, obviously, and you know, a lot of people do want to have some sort of normality to their life, and it's another industry shutdown if you can't operate. And for those, well, thanks to the Watchdog app, you can download the Watchdog's free mobile form guide app now with the new TAB click and bet functionality. And it is good to have Alan Clayton on to talk a little bit about it. So you've made significant changes. Can I ask you what kind of changes you've made at the track, so everybody, you know, understands you guys are doing everything you can to stop any spread, to keep your sport operational, but at the same time making sure that you adhere to every protocol?
Yes, obviously the distancing issue is really, really important. So we've extended checking your dog in with the, in terms of kenneling, and obviously the normal cue that would be in play for kenneling the dogs is obviously being substantially elongated so that people are not close. If you can actually see what's happening on the TV if you watch some of the live racing, and you would see that we're only loading two dogs at a time with the people that are putting the dogs into the starting box. they're very separate. So, you know, box one and box six or five or something being loaded at the same time, and then two other dogs. So we're loading dogs two at a time, not eight at a time, and keeping people. And all of our parading of the dogs and the way we walk around the track and all those sorts of things are completely different to what we would normally do, where we've got significant distances between any of the people in the place. So, look, we really think that's important, that we adhere to what the government is saying, and we want to do our duty as a proper citizen, you know, compliant citizen in greyhound racing.
Alan?
I just wanted to say this, that in terms of the large numbers of people we've got in the racing program, the participants, I just want you to really, we are a big family, and I just want you all to take care of yourselves and your family and friends, and very much listen to the Chief Health Officer's advice and keep isolated and keep social distances up. And it's really important that we comply at this point in time.
Could I ask you how many registered participants there are in Victoria in greyhound racing? How many people have still got a bit of a focus in their lives, something to continue to operate and continue to get some sort of form of income and normality? How many registered participants in Victoria, and can you guess for me how many there might be around Australia?
Yeah, look, there's probably about 15,000 registered participants across a whole range of different bases, you know, owners, trainers, handlers, etc. So there's a whole set of different people. And look, remember that we're in a very unique position as an industry, you know, an industry or a sport. Most of our people are regionally, rurally based. So many of them are out of the hot, you know, the hot spots, if you like, because they're actually spread across Victoria into regional, rural Victoria. So we think that we've got some advantages in the sport in the way that we distribute it.
Great to have you. Really appreciate you joining me. And we'll talk again soon, Alan.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Dwayne, and all the best to you, and keep healthy.
Yeah, same to yourself. Take care. Alan Clayton having a chat to us. And don't forget, you can download the Watchdog Mobile Form Guide app today. And thanks for joining us. We'll take a little break and wrap it all up shortly.